today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you choose to listen to. Today, we're going to speak about standing against oppression.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive.
Today, Thursday, is the 30th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of the month of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of December 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter An-Nisa, verse 75, which we are listening to, and then the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا.
And what is the matter with you, that you fight not in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed among men, women and children, who say, Our Lord, take us out of this city of oppressive people, and appoint for us from yourself a protector, and appoint for us from yourself a helper.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The mentioned holy verse indeed is a hint to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, has answered to their invocation and He has trusted you with this great human duty. Then you are the guardian and the helper who have been appointed from the side of Allah for supporting and saving them. It should be noted that according to some Islamic narrations, the Immaculate Imams have said, We are the same oppressed that people should raise for our government.
Salamullah ya Qudus, fidaka ar-ruh wan-nafs. Salamullah ya Qudus, fidaka ar-ruh wan-nafs. مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دامس رعاك الله يا قدس فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دامس رعاك الله يا قدس.
Today we're going to continue speaking about standing against oppression. When injustice is encountered, it's normal to feel angry and outraged. We are obviously even more incensed when the injustice is directed at our fellow Muslims. When injustice and oppression take place so close to home, whether it is the context of our immediate family, local community, or on a worldwide scale, we often feel rattled and betrayed. We demand justice and hope that those responsible are bowed to justice. When the authorities handle a problem properly, we are fortunate to get closure. But other times, justice eludes us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the promotion of Islamic resistance and the whatness and whyness of Islamic resistance. And what do we mean by Islamic resistance? Another verse of Quran says, and we wish to be gracious to those who were being oppressed in the land. This is chapter 28, verse 5. Another ayah and verse of the Holy Quran says, if you aid the cause of Allah, He will aid you and plant your feet firmly. This is chapter 47, verse 7. There is another ayah and verse of the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will certainly aid those who aid His cause. Chapter 22, verse 40. Numerous ayahs and verses in the Holy Quran all give this promise to those who are on the path of resistance. This is another part of the logic. One part of the strong argument and logic of Imam Rahmatullah Alayh, Imam Khomeini, stems from these ayahs. There are tens of ayahs in the Holy Quran, but we just cited only 3-4 ayahs in this regard. The fifth point, or let's say the fifth constituent for the logic of resistance, as Imam Rahmatullah Alayh did so, we too know, understand, and consider it, is that resistance is a feasible course of action. This is the exact opposite of the wrong notion that some people have. Such individuals say, it is of no use. How do you want to resist? The other side is a thug and bully. He is strong. This is a grave mistake. The grave mistake is thinking that it is not possible to resist and to stand up against global bullies.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
About rewards of helping and supporting the oppressed, we noticed that in a prayer of His Eminence, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, for the frontier guards and soldiers, we read, O Lord, in whichever Muslim succeeds a warrior, guards his house, looks after those left behind in his absence, helps him with a portion of his property, or assists him with provisions, or encourages him to fight for faith, or follows him in his undertaking by praying for him, or guards his honor in his absence, then be pleased to reward the latter like the former, weight for weight, bulk for bulk. Thus, you can see that Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, has compared praying for the warriors to a type of help rendered to them, and for those who pray thus, the Imam has invoked for a similar reward.
They've been calling, they've been asking for some help, but nobody seems to care. They are saying, are we now on Omar? Our pain, thought you'd share.
From the speech of leader Ayatollah Khamenei, we learn forgetting the issue of Palestine is the enemy's goal. He said, if Muslims are united, Palestine will not be in the situation that it is in now. Today, Palestine is in a difficult situation. Gaza and the West Bank are in a difficult situation, both in different ways. Today, the people of Palestine are under serious pressures on a daily basis. They want to erase the issue of Palestine from the minds of people and consign it to oblivion. They want to, as they say, busy the West Asian region with themselves. This is an extraordinarily sensitive and strategic region. It is a sensitive region in terms of geography, natural resources, and sea passageways. They want Muslims to stand up against Muslims and Arabs against Arabs. They want them to target and destroy one another so that the armies of Muslim countries, particularly those armies that are neighboring the Zionists, weaken on a daily basis. This is their goal.
We are from that tradition. We are from the school of Amir al-Mu'mineen. When Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam was on his deathbed, there are some naive Shias who say, well, this has nothing to do with us. They're not Shia. Do you have no shame? Are you going to ignore the words of your Imam? Who, when he was on his deathbed, when Ali was on his deathbed, what did he say to Hassan and Hussein and to all of the Muslims? وَكُونَا لِلظَّالِمِ خَصْمًا وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا. Resist the oppressor and support the oppressed. The Imam didn't say, he didn't speak about the religious identity of the oppressor or the religious identity of the oppressed. If the Zalim is a Muslim, we oppose him. If the mazloom is non-Muslim, we support him. It doesn't matter. We oppose the oppressor. And it's important for us, my dear brothers and sisters, to realize that we share a common interest with Palestinians. If we abandon the cause of Palestine, believe me, the occupiers will continue to expand their map. Today it is Palestine. Tomorrow it will be South Lebanon, and then it will be Syria. If there's no resistance, then that's it. The Muslim lands are gone. They will be occupied. This is what they want. They want you to say, no, this is a Palestinian thing. You're Iraqi, what do you have to do with it? Or you're Syrian, this is none of your business. It is absolutely our business. Because we're not Iraqi, Palestinian, Syrian, Yemeni. We are Muslim. We're part of one ummah.
The topic of this episode of today's special was about standing against oppression. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.